Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Paul has been dealing with this issue of spiritual gifts. In chapter 14, he really talks about this one issue of tongues, speaking in other languages. It became quite a problem to the church at Corinth. It was an issue of pride, of arrogance, how they thought that their gift was better than others. So Paul addressed these in chapter number 12, 13, 14 about spiritual gifts. So here we're in our studies now brings us to chapter number 14. Let's begin in verse number 1. And I'll read down to verse number 12. Our study this morning will be between verses 5 and 12. We looked at 4 last week, but let's get it all in context here. Verse number 1, chapter number 4, the book of 1 Corinthians. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, why shall I profit you, except I speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in their sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kind of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the word, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so, ye, forasmuch as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Now here in verse number 5, Paul makes an interesting statement. Again, he's talking about this issue of tongues. And the speaking of these unknown tongues in of itself is a good thing. It was a wonderful thing because it was a gift from the Holy Ghost unto the people of God that they would have that spiritual gift that they could share literally the gospel of Christ or the word of God to those in their language. And Paul made this statement in verse number 5. He said, I would that you all spake with tongues. In other words, instead of just a select few in the church at Corinth. Remember, he's talking to that church at Corinth. He said this, instead of just a few of you being able to speak in the tongues, he said, I would that ye all spake with tongues. Why would he make such a statement, okay? Well, if everybody had that gift and the ability to speak in tongues, well, there wouldn't be an issue of pride or of arrogance because, well, everybody had it. And he says, that's why he said, I would that you all could speak in that. Then there wouldn't be that issue, well, my gift is better than your gift, because you all had that gift of tongues. Also, it would be to the advantage of speaking in tongues. Again, this speaking in tongues is that foreign language, and people would have the ability to share the gospel to foreigners, if you will, in their language, in their tongues. So that's why he said, I wish you could all. It'd be great if you could all of you speak with tongues. So there wouldn't be no pride. There wouldn't be no arrogance among the church. And at the same time, maybe you could meet some foreigner. God gives you that gift, and you could share the gospel with them in the tongue. That's the thought, okay? And again, with thought, Paul was a missionary. I have a note here. Paul was a missionary, and now he's speaking his heart language of sharing the gospel to people all over the world. He said, wouldn't it be great if everybody could speak in tongues so that when you go somewhere and you would understand, you couldn't understand language, and God gave you that gift and you could speak in that tongue. And Paul had that missionary heart about sharing that gospel. So I think that was a thought here. However, Paul followed that thought about all you speak in the tongues with this statement. But rather, notice that word in verse number 5, but rather. The word but rather means to a greater degree, and by far. What would be far greater than speaking in tongues? I'd rather that y'all prophesied. All right, we know what prophesying is. We talked about this for weeks. Literally, it's proclaiming the word of God. We think of it as foretelling something in the future, and does have something to do with that. But literally, what he's speaking about here is forth, F-O-R-T-H, telling, not F-O-R-E telling, but forth telling, speaking the word of God as God gives it to them. It would be more excellent if you'd be prophesying, speaking the word of God, and then even all the membership, and speaking in foreign languages. So with that, let me read that verse again. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh in tongue with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Again, he says, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Without interpretation, the church could not understand the message. He talks about in next few verses about being a barbarian. The word barbarian, and we'll look at it in just a minute, is that word in the Greek, barbaros. Actually, when somebody was speaking in that language, it would sound like this: bar, 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 bar. In their language, it makes no sense. What is he speaking? And that's what he's saying here, that except one interpret, nobody would have any earthly idea what is being said. And that, and the purpose of that was that the church would receive edification. The word edify means to be built up. Verse number 6. Now, brethren, if, that's a big word, by the way, if. Go back to chapter number 13. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, though I have all gift that I could, though I have all faith that I could remove mountains and have not charity, prophecy, nothing. It's something about, though I, and then he says this, and though I give my body to be burned, that was it. And though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. When he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, Paul did not say he spoke of the tongues of men and of angels. He said, even if I had the ability to speak with the tongues of all these tongues and all the angels and have not love, does me no good. So again, here in verse number 6, Paul reemphasizes that. Now, brethren, if I did come unto you speaking with tongues or another language, what shall I profit you? How would it benefit you? By the way, the word now in this verse is not relating to time when we say, well, now. The word now in this verse is used as a logical conclusion. He has said something and now he says now. He brings that thought to a logical conclusion that he is saying, really, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what will you be profited? If you don't understand it, how would it profit you? It's interesting. How will you be edified?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.